this earlier, but it's overblown.
Yeah.
The fact that you're doing I really think as long as he can get out of some, I just want to know what he's going to control in Montpelier as much as he needs. Is he writing on the administration? Yeah, our first 2 years, and it'll be a highly complimentary to a guy. So he's kind of sick and complimentary. He's trying to write inside stuff
as he sees everybody else.
He's seen an awful lot.
Okay, thank you.
They're concerned about going much, running or too long. It's one of those that you go over 6 hours.
No way to get it. And it's time for space now. space program is less than 50% support. See, we're carrying two very tough roads.
We lost the pioneering thing on now. And now it's just hunger on spending money.
That's right. And why is it? We just have to fight for it the best we can. We lose it, we lose it. So maybe running against it.
question
which is one we've got to be aware of. You can't bring your life by it. What you've got to be aware of is the use of the Western White House facility. And the fact that we've got there that we ought to move the government to fairly frequently so that we justify staying there. And somebody else asked this question, just appearance that you know, when you have the SSD vote, then you don't take the trip that you were going to take.
Friday, the announcement.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
The public doesn't know, but it's, you know, the public doesn't know.
Well, then we announced it too, the press.
The press here does, yes. Because we were working with groups out there, and word was out there.
You know, I understand.
We had not scheduled any events.
Certainly explain to the press because of the weather.
I'm sure you want to do that.
I think it gives you much flap about the little person.
I think it's
okay. I think they worry too much about the little thing and not enough about the big.
Nobody in the country is aware that you're going
to worry about the big, or that you're not too much about the little thing. The big thing not really affects how we feel and all that sort of thing. Not just running around. That's a chart. PR gains. Well, we don't have to wait anyway, because I think I may. Let me ask you about the experience. Understand about the congressional thing. Are they leading? We know for sure the 7th or 8th. They don't. They're off.
We don't know for sure that their plan is to adjourn on the 7th,
the Congress,
or to recess in
both houses.
Which is a Wednesday. No, as I understand, they meet on Wednesday. They do not meet on Thursday. They will then be gone that the balance of that week, which leads to Easter that Sunday.
It's
the 11th. And then the Senate reconvenes on the 14th, which is 1 week after they recess.
The House and the editors are here on the 16th, right? That's why I'm here.
The editors are here on the 16th. The Senate will be in session, the House will not. That's Friday.
The House does not come back on the 16th.
The House does not come back until the 19th or 20th. Monday or Tuesday.
Very good reason for doing the truth in there early. I would like to do it. I don't want to go until the House is gone.
A reaction afterwards?
That's perfect. I might have to do it.
I think you may have to do it Monday.
Tuesday.
You're the OAS.
I'm not OAS. It's Tuesday.
Tuesday, April 6th. That's only 7, you know, way back when they
told me that. Why?
Well, that's good. We can still, in a way, it's better to have them out. We can program reaction and get the ones we want with advance notice. And all
we can say we're doing it while they're here. You have to be doing it. I was thinking the day afterwards of having the ideal day would be Tuesday, and then you could go make a few reactions on Wednesday and leave. But the hell with the congressional reaction.
The problem is you get the adverse reaction too. Where if you do it this way, you get the adverse reaction anyway. But they're on it, it's harder for them.
Very much some of our people here and get them in. I think Wednesday's the best way. That's right.
You're not that is going to have a massive impact anyway. It's going to be, it's sort of a slow bottoming out process, not a shooting back up thing, because it isn't, you're not,
that's right.
You're going to do a little more than they expect, but not enough more that it's going to, not right. Hard to anticipate, so then many different things of whatever you do is going to be,
well, it's mainly just
semi-distance.
Well,
it's mainly getting the news through to the people of what you're doing again.
To get a view to the people and also at least silence for a while those and say you're not going to have another withdrawal. I mean, they created that impression you don't have one for a year. We have to see any other kind of
But it's not going to have an effect, much of an effect, and we aren't going to see much of an effect on the columnists and pundits and stuff. What it had the effect is a direct personal effect on people. It could be dropped with a hell of a lot of them.
Would you say that or what?
It'll have the effect on people.
And it's not an effect. You should be talking. A lot of people will be reminded of the fact what my value is being
sensible in all those groups.
And that'll have an effect. We're not concerned about affecting columnists for some reason, perhaps. But it'll have some effect on people. Not massive, but significant.
Wrong the other way too. It can be a lot worse than what it says here.
Oh, I do.
Is this all suspension?
Infinity.
All suspension.
Start off seeing you, it goes down to 70 on Monday.
No. Too bad. Waters. You can put the water there about any time from the end of this time of year.
73.
April, the water is 70 degrees or 73.
So water in the outside over here.
Yeah.
That's not true. That's why I feel in the ocean out there.
Oh, I'm not too worried about it. That's why everybody's going out there for 3 or 4 days and coming back here.
It's not a bad idea to get the press conference out there. Work.
A long trip, only 3 or 4 days.
I know. Well, it's more than that, actually. It's 5 days.
But you did the press conference out there.
On Tuesday. I think I do have Tuesday.
And one other, the other thing, you ought to do a thing on Monday.
I do the press on Tuesday, not Monday.
Okay, then. You ought to do something on the aerospace thing or something like that. We ought to use that person.
No, do it on Monday morning and then get it over with.
Yeah.
Just get the guessing the act to get it to work with the press thing. Do it Tuesday. And after the press thing, you can do the Tuesday afternoon, you know. Do something Tuesday afternoon. You can do something Monday morning. Monday is that, what I mean by aerospace, you don't plan a trip or anything, are you?
No. It's a big conference of some kind where you bring some people in.
Yeah.
Pure symbolism, art and hour, talk to them, and you can spend a little time,
7 hours meeting with them. Don't you do that? Good idea, 11 o'clock meetings. We'll be sending you on.
Oh. Well, we can still give me that sample thing, which is another
Friday
or Saturday. And you first get there, just do that Saturday morning and then lay off for the weekend. All right, Saturday's going to be bad weather anyway, so perhaps you do the aerospace meeting or something like that on Saturday.
I won't make it up.
No, let's do Goldwyn Saturday.
So, halfway away.
I'll put this back on. This is,
I'll let you know.
I better hold them up on canceling it if you. We shouldn't start wavering back and forth. We thought of putting it back on. I better hold up on canceling. We should cancel this afternoon. We should this morning.
That's what we got to call them to hold up on the cancel. Bring them on. I'll make it 3 o'clock today.
Okay.
I think that's about right.
Thank you. present time spread us specific weaknesses in that respect. I feel it perhaps so. We've got to involve it in fresh and all our other activities.
Thank you.
The people who opposed didn't get any money either, though. I mean, that's, it's one where, you know, from a public viewpoint, you got no strong plus other than your own.
No, that's right.
Which, you know, is
something.
In the record, there's more plus than there is minus. In that meeting, there may have been more minus, but in those meetings, that's all there ever is minus. Yeah. How do you turn that around? That's the point.
What are you using Rumsfeld for? Are we going to get him to work with something?
I don't know.
Now that you know him here, he didn't think you went off to Europe for 7 weeks and everything, which is fine. Got that, got to get that trade representative, get a busy place. He's one, you know, gives good advice on this sort of thing. So he knows the Congress doesn't need a great
good advice, he won't get into it.
Well, let me say another follow-up. I must that I think you've got to give credit to our good friend Bob. He's Bob mentioned it's a lot of bullshit. He gets to meet with these people all the time.
And they're talking good on the positive.
He's wonderful.
Well, the point is he understands the importance of it.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
Yeah, you know, to the degree that Bob does. And they, of course, they're right. They've got
something to do to do a good job.
Well, and that is, you've got to do that too.
I know.
But that is enough. That's where they've got to. Of course, Tate has the advantage of not having to do
that much
job.
Do.
So he can't do the other. And that's important. But Rumsfeld has that same advantage. And he does. McGregor does. Because Kinnear does the work. And McGregor should do the charging. The boy takes a real
hard,
tough guy to do that.
Two guys
just going to do that. So
two guys, guys up there that will charge for you.
But you want to meet with Barkley, just meet with them about three times.
He needs to meet with some surrogates. He needs to make some surrogates. But if I could get some, if I know who they are, I'll charge them up. You know, that's great. I'd love to meet with guys. She says that they're going to come down. Let me put it this way. This is quite candidly. I don't mean people to come in to say, gee, but this or that or the other thing. The business of praising the president, that is what I'm looking for. I just want people to be a little bit upbeat, you know what I mean? To come in with enthusiasm and balls and not like a bunch of goddamn units. See my point? Well, I guess it's my job. That's why I really think that California trip should be off. I really think I ought to be around here to call in a few people, you know, just a very unstructured time. Charge them up a little bit. I think that things are
well, they argue that you can do that in a much more effective way than what you can still anything after the announcement.
Well, if not on that subject, yes, it's part of it.
Yeah, but it's that's the thing you're going to be fussed about.
There's no point in him spending 2 hours with him explaining to Vietnam War.
you know him?
Yeah.
He's met with, but not just with this group. I've been all the time. He's met with some like 28 different student groups or something over this last year or two.
Could I ask you to do this? And I think I have the answer to our problem, who is the presidency and so forth. You, in a very devilish, calculated, Machiavellian way, got to all members of the cabinet, senior staff, and so forth, the real story about my schedule. You know, who we see, how many people can you do that, you know, and sort of, I think you tried to get across in your U.S. News interview. But I really wanted to have on a sheet, you know, that this a view of the, you know, sort of a view of the soul of all this. This, I mean, one of the myths, make a little story about their accessibility and so forth. First, the hardest version, I just make the point so that they get it. Second, the longest hours in terms of schedule. Third, the most people sing, the most groups sing, you know what I mean? Could you do that? What do you think about that? Do you think that's a good idea? I think that's the best answer to it. But plump a lot of people that, you know, just so they know. So when an early one gets a venture or this fellow, like a congressional group, get in that number thing, Bob. That has never gotten. I've been talking the wrong way trying to get it out of the press. That isn't where we have to do it. What we have to do is our own people have got to know. So that Timmons knows, and McGregor knows, and Ehrlichman knows, and Schultz knows, and Finch knows, and Franklin cabinet members. But you think it's good? What you try, who could do that? You know, who could write that sort of thing for you? Somebody, the men, is that done?
Awesome. Thank you.
do it. You do the seat of honor for the prime ministers and presidents. Here, Doc. You've been spreading this pretty much when they told us. I'm very good. I will just send you copies of this. That's all I have. He says he's the greatest father in the world.
He is.
With regard to what the individual students and what about my
food and everything, but you have to do a separate protective and include everything there integrity. That's even more legitimacy than if you're subsidized to do something that looks like you're
But the broad difference in base and NSA here was the students, you get one vote, so therefore, you know, 6,000 students, 6 votes. But this RBA happens to be these student body presidents. So because of the the challenge they made in my legislature from legislation, because students aren't on the streets, obviously they're not descending. By our resolutions, we're hoping that we demonstrate that students do still have strong feelings about our social issues, as well as we're trying to demonstrate, and this is the biggest problem, our credibility of that the system works, that students who are system people who function in student governments can come to Washington, can function, can get their views to be known in the administration, and not just speaking to certain officials to get things through, but an open accessibility at all times.
For example, we'll have a department response to every single resolution you did yesterday. You'll have a good department response.
Those are like
yes, or everything from marijuana to the contractual, and you should have to. See, it's not just 18-year-old voters. Oh, my goodness, it's all their contractual obligations that go with that.
And the same involves the long-range goal that we hope to be able to accomplish a continual response between students and government on both ways. In other words, we don't want to just tell you what we think, because, that's not that important. And obviously, knowing also what you think, being able to talk back and forth about, which is why we had the first conference, which, we need a cabinet came up to the commission to talk, we also responded to. And then we could respond to this privately. We'd like to communicate with you, and like to communicate with students, this can happen, that this is meaningful, that they can do things this way. And then our government is, responsive and things that can work, and then maybe they're willing, more willing to join it eventually when the time comes for them to take leadership.
Let me make 3 or 4 points quickly if I can, regard to an adequate memorandum, and I hope I may not sense it all. I would break it down into these categories. One, there is the obvious problem of the relation of students to government, whether it's whatever government programs affect students, whether it's not. And there, whether it's the draft and all the related problems there, we then just have to do a more effective job of providing information and responding to legitimate complaints and questions. So, second, there related to that is the thing you mentioned a moment ago. I understand there. I guess a number of people, and I know this is what he's studying and so forth, about 2 to 1, everybody's taking political science. Well, of course, there's not that many government jobs, and we know that most of them aren't going to political science and so forth, but nevertheless, it's an enormous interest. Now, there, the intern experience should be very instructive. It doesn't mean you can come back to the government, but you can do something. But it stands. That's the other end of the spectrum. And there, I believe that we need your advice, and that we ought to take responsibility about to see that not only our job here in the White House, but we think we do a pretty fair job because of your leadership. Everybody on that cabinet, just ought to take responsibility. It merits. Some of the cabinet officers are awfully good at this. It depends if it was assistant secretary or somebody else that did a good job. Congressmen and senators, that just depends on the congressmen and senators. Some are superb and others don't care. It must be terribly frustrating. But you don't want to come just take that trip to Washington. Washington is all that nice in the summertime anyway. The other thing is that in terms of, and this is very important, in terms of positions that students may go into, and this is very important for the government. I think you all don't want to use how much government can get to us, the draft, and we're involved in the state of the matter, the terms and so forth, the policy and so forth.
Yes.
So forth.
Yes.
But, but I think the, if you're also interested in my view, state, and local level in view of our new revenue sharing reorganization proposals, because as those proposals that we trust, particularly in the special revenue sharing, as they become implemented, it will inevitably mean that local government and state government is going to have a lot more to say about what happens. When they have more to say about what happens, then working, for example, the city council of Bellevue may mean something, whereas the day it means you're never going. Maybe you're just, you know, you're making a decision as to whether or not the funds that you're getting for ATV is to go into urban renewal or model city. You're going to get the same amount of money you prefer for model city or for urban renewal. That's a very big deal, rather than having it made by somebody up here. And this is something that's coming, and it's quite exciting to the other. This is all we've ever been. Now, on the communications side, communications of issues, if I can make one constructive suggestion, having many years ago been a student body here, and my law school too, I was in the Bar Association, improving. But my point that I mentioned is this. I would hope that if you could create a climate on any university and college campuses, all of them, where you would make it possible for people from government, and by government, I'm not speaking about the federal government, I want to speak in a partisan sense. The administration has, for example, the revenue share and all these other areas. We've got hundreds and hundreds of able speakers. They can go in, they'll sit down, they'll take hours. But they've got to come in. It doesn't mean that they don't. If it's further on the tackles or anything like that, they can have you listen to it. You know what I mean? Now, there was a time, unfortunately, we're passing through gradually, by the end of this year, maybe the beginning of the next year, calendar year, it will be, as people see, sort of the end of the economic bottom, we may pass through it, at least as far as that issue is concerned, exclusive. But nevertheless, I think many great student populations are missing a wonderful opportunity to have people from government. We send people out to talk our Rotary Clubs, the Chambers of Commerce, to all kinds of organizations. By the hundreds, they would come to college campuses. They would come to the university campuses if they were invited. They would come in small groups, as large as a matter of fact, I would advise them. You know, the guy gets out there and somebody speaks for 15,000 in complication, that's a show. That's all right, too. That's what you have to do. But I go back to you can get cabinet officers, you can get assistant secretaries, you can get people at various levels, and they will do a very good job. And it's a very exciting experience. It really is an enhance to your professor. I've got lots of professors, some of them pretty dull. Now, some of these government people can be dull too, but it's different. And it adds to your whole experience to have them. And if you open that up, you know, just say, we got it, but you got to be guided by it. And also see to it that they receive, let me say, not simply an acquiescence in terms of their appearance. For the appearance to mean anything, it must have give and take, it must have sharp questions, it must have debate and all that sort of thing. But on the other hand, it must be somewhat orderly. The third point I made in that respect, too, is that, and here I think I can speak for my colleagues in the House and Senate, congressmen and senators, that all, almost all of them like it. Now, some will not be too good. Some will be older than simply can't act it. You know, make it out there. But we've got a lot of both Democrats and Republicans, young congressmen and senators. They love them. A lot of them do. But I think that as I look over the experience and say, well, it perhaps began about 1967, from about 1961, 7, all through 1970. Of course, it's been a period when many student groups have missed opportunities they could have had for communication. There was willingness on our part. When I say our part, I'm speaking to me, and I, and actually, I have to go to the Secret Service and all that jazz and so forth. But just couldn't let anybody let him finish. He went out and booed him off on a couple of campuses. Well,
right now, can I make one point? Maybe I'm really out of order and she mentioned the other campus. not to be facetious, but the key question of college campuses, apparently, you know, what country we're debating today is how do we beat you? Instead of you, it's hostile, and I'm very much happy we do get to Washington this summer, but maybe we could just meet informally sometime to talk about, you know, image, because remember, it's very difficult. I'm not a Republican, I'm a Democrat.
We just saw a couple of them there. We saw Thank you.
this is one. I'll spend it on the state.
Holiday.
substantively. He can't be into this. Show us as busy substantively. Their judgment is good, but don't get them. I don't want them to get involved in this sort of thing.
John, you cover both. I think
John, I never talked to John. I see him personally. I know his. He's awful, but goddamn, he's burdened from his fellow. Got a hell of a job. But what I'm getting at is, I wonder if our own, if it does show that we are our own people, if we despite all of our talk to it, we have not failed to.
It's just part of the cycle. They don't feel there's any, it's not something that is incomparable. It's just something that's where it is at the moment. We've been through half a dozen of them in the last couple of years, and this is where it is. And like a Gallup poll, kind of this little signals like that will make a difference. The playing now and credibility drop and all that kind of stuff is taking places. I'm studying an old theory, and I think that does have an impact.
Chuck,
are you know that as soon as the poll goes up, Chuck will tell you that you're high standing in the poll, and the polls are doing the converse. And the converse then must be true.
The polls have some impact on politicians all
the year.
They watch it and say, well, they can do it so well.
Now,
the Gallup poll next book coming up
will be a positive effect.
Positive, because that's right.
That's right. And they look at that.
It's got to get around.
With the politicians.
It's got to get around. Anyway, I'm not going to be telling the people. But the next time, if I review, I will be able to get that one. But their point also is that I write better where teach him. Are you done? Tired of this California thing. If we were going to go away, we really should go to Florida where the weather is good. I have to realize it, too.
You won't go to Palm Springs, that is
it? Yeah. Oh, I'm not going to Palm Springs. I don't mind that. I don't mind staying around the house there. It's pleasant for a couple of days. But I don't think I want to do it a lot up there. I'm going to go and see San Diego on Saturday.
Wait, no, wait. You can go see him?
No, I don't want to do it. That's why I can't. Anything else? Just go over and see him on Saturday. Give him a title of freedom. Have a little presence there. That's the best presence you can have in California, actually, do it Saturday morning.
Play low. Get ready for the press conference. Do it on
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
I rob my mind.
Right.
In other words, we don't have to do it, have an event Monday and do the press conference at it too. You know, and also I'm really ready for it anyway because of my venture with Smith and I've got most of it. And I got a lot of subjects in my mind. I've got a few more to update. It's not going to have too much time to get into all these things. You know?
I don't want us not doing it on Monday. Let's wait and work Monday on the press conference and have it on Tuesday.
But I just have to do that. Do the Goldman thing. I think the Goldman thing is a nice touch. Do it Saturday and Monday. Like you just say we're working. And so one day you don't have a story. But Tuesday you hit it on the press. And then
Wednesday you do something that quite a quadri ad or something like that that you don't have to work at. But the then, well, see, the then that is it. But I think it's good if we ought to do something that gets Conley out there. And then paint him into the West Coast Power Shop show. And also the thought of getting them doing some painting on the aerospace problems and all that kind of stuff and reporting back to you. Just things that can make it look like stuff is happening.
Yeah,
that personal
being
very upon you.
Our people are terribly concerned about out there.
And our focus ought to be even
out there, I agree.
Right.
Because the next week will be the war.
Next week will be the war.
That'll be. And then you realize you make that war thing that, and we're going to be on domestic clientele because there are going to be no war sharks for a whole long time. That's going to cool it for months. Months. And some advantage, some disadvantage.
That's right.
That's what we have to be then.
Our guys are going to have to go back to cranking up our program stuff.
Yeah,
better than that. Somewhere.
Yeah,
like, you know.
And doing it in effect. And also, frankly, making a little more about what we have done. You know, we've done quite a bit.
But how do you like that? We get you out there and then you suddenly sit there fidgeting and unhappy.
Don't worry about the
bad weather.
No, I don't mind. Because this case, I'll be working on it. Working on speech and so forth. I would just assume, frankly, this instance, I would just assume not have Henry go for a while. I'm going to be apart from this. I mean, I want to be able to meet by myself. Is he sort of got his mindset on going out?
Yeah, but I see it may not be any problem to undo it. And
I rather think that he and Mel and the rest of ought to be here, you know, doing their little do that. Here's a good, goddamn good time to handle the Congress and the press and the rest. And then come out maybe about Wednesday and see what I'm
getting the speech worked out and say you're going to be doing the press conference.
He goes stay here and work with Buchanan on the getting the.
Send those out Sunday.
Oh, are they?
Well, you have to. You're going to do that. Yes, sir. Yeah, that was Sunday evening.
I would like to have it Sunday night. Oh, well, I'd like to.
Yeah, that's right.
Sunday night is only one day. That's plenty of time.
I know.
But plenty of time. Day and a half.
But you have to have that.
Well, today, frankly disappointed in that store. I think we did a job to go home and have a lot of stuff on that. It was not at the end of that charter, which he made us. That was then just terrible. Bitching like, you know, that's exactly it. And that's done. And Russ overall, I'll say this, but just stay away from the time to stay when they're this loop. The best thing to do is let them write it out. Let your other guys work on it. And carry it on, getting all the stuff undone. county.
Yeah.
If he's going to California, the president will
talk about it. Yeah. And if not, hey, Tom, that I got Bob sitting with some editors here. And if not, then I'll arrange the time to write out the review.
No, or
to no, rush. He's in the book.
What's the current situation in March?
What do you do? Otherwise, just wait and be back.
Well, if tomorrow is clear.
Well, I'd like to get to that.
Well, I'm going to get over with it.
I know.
What is the situation?
Just Mark was clear after your CO2 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I'd be fine. I wouldn't involve. Albert Ford Box or Reference Cabinet Meeting at 5.
Oh, yeah.
American Christian Society.
That's quite a lot
of religion.
That's it.
So you can do it tomorrow if you want to.
Well, I just wonder if you don't want to wait till you get back.
No, I have no problem about that. I just don't see this. Well, we got time to leave for California about 6 o'clock. Is there?
So we didn't know we're going to leave, you know, midday sometime.
Oh, no, 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 I don't do that. I as well. No, sir. No, I'm going to work here. I want to spend a little day here.
So you'll look to the world as if you did.
Well, I got to get to see you. Tied up right now, and I didn't want to wait any longer because it's coming. Why, stop me, not a damn man. You say it for me, man. We don't have anything else between the Mitchell and the Crawford. Crawford, my last name, and how we Mitchell after the prophecy. Well, there's nothing specific. John doesn't have anything specific that you don't accept, or maybe he can. I'll see what it says here.